Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to another Rough Riders Radio episode. I'm your host, the Rough Rider. Tonight's topic, just 50 days into the Trump trauma. Let's get right to it. Well, we're halfway through the first 100 days of the Donald Trump trauma. His press secretary, Sean Spicer, at today's press conference, when asked about the jobs numbers report, there are apparently 237 new jobs produced in February, and whether this should be considered fake news, just like all of the previous job reports under President Obama. And Sean Spicer said, without missing a beat or batting an eye, the president asked me to state that the previous ones could be considered fake, but the February report can be considered legitimate. Therein lies the sum and substance of the Trump tautology. What Trump says at any given time simply is. He's like the Oracle of Delphi. When the Oracle speaks, you can take it as gospel, an open and shut case. Also, try this one out for size. Day one, Sean Spicer says there's no Department of Justice or FBI investigation of Trump. Day two, the Department of Justice says Sean Spicer didn't get that from them, the DOJ. Day three, all U.S. attorneys are fired with no prior notification. There is a link between that. Apparently, Trump and company doesn't trust anything after the Department of Justice has the temerity to challenge Trump's assertion that, or his press secretary's assertion that, no, of course, there's no DOJ or FBI investigation of him, Trump. So let's get rid of all the U.S. attorneys, lest we find those Trump-Russian ties. The liar-in-chief is best seen through the lies passed on by his press secretary in deceit, Sean Spicy Spicer. In fact, Sean Spicer's very first press conference, the day after the inauguration occasion, to project the bullshit that the crowds at the Trump inauguration were the largest in U.S. history. Really, Sean? And let's not forget the biggest whopper in the Trump's first 50 days, that the former president, Barack Obama, personally initiated the wiretaps on Trump Tower, his 2016 presidential campaign headquarters. To date, no one, not the FBI, CIA, the NSA, the DIA, the Republican Senator John McCain, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, or most Republicans for that matter, Howdy Doody, Mr. Rogers, or Captain Kangaroo, have come forward with any asshole assertion up in any way, shape, or form. But the biggest Pinocchio prestidigitation perpetrated by the Trump syndicate is their dismissal of Trump ties with Russian underworld elements and or Russian intelligence operatives. On the contrary, the overwhelming evidence now being leaked out in dribs and drabs from the various intelligence services suggests that Trump is indeed in up to his eyeballs when it comes to collusion and collaboration and involvement with these most unsavory foreign parties. Just to rattle off a few names of Russian origin individuals, Felix Sater, Konstantin Kilmanik, Mikhail Kalugin, who is the former head of the economic section at the Embassy of Russia in Washington, D.C., Tevfik Arif, Tamir Sapir, Andrei V. Artemenko, Boris Epshitin, by far the biggest dick in the Trump stable. So, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, by the time the Senate Select Intelligence Committee gets up and cranking and running, and the independent special prosecutor is put in place as the positive fallout from Jeff Sessions' recusal of any Russian Trump ties investigation, the turd droppings of Trump Russian involvement will be littered like a minefield. So watch where you step. There's always another mine ready to explode. So that just about wraps it up for another Rough Rider Radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider rounding third and screaming for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.